off.
You guys probably could have like gotten over there and just commiserated with one.
No, except I'm sure his seats were right down. I'm sure he didn't walk.
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't walk out at halftime and during intermission. And also, I'm sure his wife didn't go up there and like say, "Excuse me, I didn't know you." My husband's a semi popular radio announcer.
She do that?
Yeah, and so you know the guy. So the guy comes up to Freed and says, "We're really sorry. If your husband wants to go sit down front."
Uh-huh.
You could sit down front. Meaning, if I wanted to, we were in the absolute last seat in the last aisle of this auditorium. If I wanted to go all the way down and sit in the stair, in the middle of the stairway.
By yourself.
By myself to watch it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I might as well go down there with a sign, with a big picket sign that says,
yeah.
I am a total asshat.
No, that's thanks. How they helped you, huh?
No, thanks. Oh, they were nice enough.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You said they weren't nice enough, or they weren't nice
enough? No, they were nice enough.
They were.
I mean, you know, we bought the tickets. It's just, you couldn't see anything. I said to her, don't go complain. You're going to embarrass me, for God's sakes.
That's right.
Now, look at Tony Kornheiser. I said, what if he finds out we're here and you're complaining about this? He's probably watching it from some Regal suite somewhere.
Yes, on his monitor.
Hello?
Don,
yes.
You were pronouncing that actor's name wrong.
What, Ricky Jay? That's pretty hard to screw up, ass.
No. The Delroy Lindy guy, you said.
Yes, what is the correct pronunciation?
It's Delroy.
Come on, hurry
it's
up.
Delroy Lindoy.
And I think that I said
it's
was
not
a
Delroy Lindoy.
A tough name to mention, to remember anyway.
Is it Delroy Lindoy?
Joking.
Yes.
Is this guy trying to be funny,
yeah,
Rob?
No,
I think he's doing
Look it up.
Job.
No, his name is Delroy.
Actually, you look it up, sir. Look it up right now.
That dude's first name is definitely Delroy.
Delroy.
It's not Delroy. No. Hello. This is Delroy. No.
What's your source for that information? No, he's just playing. Yeah.
The Ass and Drunk Show.
Hey, we got your number. That's real smart, Jeremy. Like Joe's not going to be calling you tonight at midnight. Oops, I'm sorry. Secret out.
You know who's good on the Jetsons?
Who?
The son, Elro.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I just figured Tony's seats must not have been that good. That's probably why he had that pissed off look on us.
No, I think he's got that look all the time.
Well, he's like a lot of sports writers, and, you know, they're kind of cynical guys. That's why he's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm a big fan of Tony's. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Tony actually was gushing about what a great show it was.
Of course. I'm sure he was close enough.
Great time.
Close enough to see. Of course he was.
Well, I thought the perfect guy to sit next to him would be you to say, oh, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing that. Because Tony was like, I don't know how he did it.
Listen, this is the thing. I told my wife, this is the thing that pissed me off when we were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That this guy, Ricky Jay, was doing incredible sleight of hand that I could never do it justice to tell you that he would hold up three cards and you're looking right at him and the cards would change and he's got nothing going on his hands, up his sleeve or anything. But you're so far away, I was actually standing on my chair.
Right.
Not too much of a nerd. Standing on my chair in the back row trying to, because he's doing a thing where he's dealing from anywhere in the deck and he
right.
says, I can pull out four aces. At any time, like,
which,
wow.
Did you get the tickets at the last minute or something like that?
I got them 2 weeks ago.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know what's going on. The guy's popular. The guy's popular.
Apparently.
And he said,
my wife bought the tickets. So they probably,
very
you know,
nice.
She probably went, you know, CHEAP. Although I don't think so. I think they were what were available.
One size fits all for the tickets.
Actually, we were lucky to get in.
Okay.
It was sure. You know, here I am being a jerk. It was sold out and they got us tickets.
Ah. And they have hooch there, right? They have booze there?
Yeah, but I decided to walk out because they served the booze at halftime during the intermission. And that's when I said, you know, this is just frustrating. I can't see. The guy's a great sleight of hand artist. I can't see.
When I went to the Penn & Teller show and I was way, way back in the back row, and it was just, it doesn't make any sense. You got to be on top of a magician or watching them on TV to really appreciate the sleight of hand.
But here's the great part about the weekend, okay?
All right.
My wife didn't give me any crap about leaving this event early. She didn't give me any crap about anything. She's not going to be able to give me any crap about anything for a while.
Really?
Because she is the damnest of damn dummies.
Really?
To quote Sam and Fran.
What did she do?
Okay. It's Sunday afternoon. It's time for a trip to Costco.
Yes.
She's going with her mom. She does the deal. She's in a pickup truck that we own. She drops her mom off at the front, you know. so she's not at the walk.
Right,
right,
right.
She goes and finds a parking spot. Now, fortunately, I'm not there.
Okay.
This is happening
at Costco on the weekend, which is pretty crazy.
This was yesterday afternoon. I only hear about it when I get the call. When she calls me up and I go, hello, and she says, oh, my God, I'm walking out of Walmart or Costco.
Walking out
of Costco. There's three cop cars around my car.
Oh, dear.
Around the pickup truck and what looks like a mini SWAT team. I'll call you back. Now, that's what you want to hear, right?
I go, Jesus. I go, exciting.
Okay. At Costco. So it turns out, here's my dense wife. And I'm going to say that only because she would say it about me, she'd say it about my kid, and she feels it about herself. It's fantastic. I don't even care about the damage to the car.
Oh.
She pulls into this spot at Costco, and she says, when she's retelling the story to me, oh, hold on, is this, hello?
I thought I should monitor this story. Not that you could make me sound any stupider than I was.
All right, stand by, Double D. Just give me a chance here, damn dummy. So.
Okay.
She pulls into the spot, and it's like everything at Costco. You know, the spots are small, and she's in a big pickup truck.
Right.
But she manages to get in there, and she says to me, and as I'm pulling into the spot, I bump into one of the carts, one of the grocery carts.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, she then gets out of the car, takes the very cart that she's lightly bumped into, mm-hmm. and voila, goes walking into the store.
Mm-hmm.
When she comes out of Costco with the same cart full of stuff, there are all these cops outside her car.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, my child bride not only ran into the shopping cart, she ran into a car that was parked right, like, kitty corner from her in this parking lot, enough to do substantial damage to the other car.
Ooh.
And the reason that the cops were there was after Frida ran into this woman who was sitting in her car at the time.
She was asleep in her car at the time.
In the Costco parking lot. The jolt of being hit by the pickup truck woke her up, and she says that she started screaming at Frida, come back, you've hit my car. Meanwhile, Frida was, la, 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 la.
How did you not know you'd hit the woman?
Okay. Hold on.
There's so much more. Let me just get this out. She comes out, and the cops treat her hostily because they don't know. I mean, they know, not physically, of course.
Said to me, I said, I swear I didn't know. I'm so sorry. He said to me, I don't believe this BS. He thought I was lying. I said, why I had to come back to my truck?
They thought she was a drunk driver.
They didn't know if I was drunk, if I was high, because I had parked it. You know how when you're the last car on the end and your wheel kind of goes over the curb of the median, whatever that thing
all right,
is?
Yeah.
So it was kind of cockeyed in this. There was no parking place.
Is it a pickup?
Yes.
And a pickup notoriously hard to park in a regular park.
Still, Mike, please don't cut her any slack on this.
I don't know how the hell she would know she'd hit
anybody. She ran into a woman, she says to me when she gets home yesterday, after telling me that cops are waiting for her and everything. She says, I don't even think I did anything to the truck. I go to the front of the truck. It's like, how could you not have... I look at the front of our truck and I say, how could you not have known that you were hit another car?
Let me say that I knew
the fiberglass is coming off the bumper.
That's impact.
Yes.
But let me say, I knew I hit something, but I thought it was the shopping cart. I couldn't see this other car.
You damn dummy.
I was too high up, and then I was parked crooked, and then the cops thought some drunk woman had just pulled in there, hit somebody, taken the cart, and gone off, and it was like a SWAT team waiting. But I was so incredulous. I mean, I thought Ashton Kutcher was going to jump out. I couldn't believe I had been that stupid. I thought, I can't have done this. And
no.
I said to there was a couple.
Were you chatting at the time?
No, Grandma had been dropped off.
So you're by yourself.
And
that's right.
Trying to hurry. So
you're a dummy.
Grandma by herself, and I pulled into a space I didn't fit in, but I didn't even notice that you know, I swiped this woman, and they...
So what, did you hit her on the right side? She was the car...
Everyone thought I was lying or drunk or... I hit her on the left side of her car with the right side of my car.
So you sideswiped her.
So she gets home yesterday after calling me and telling me that the cops were there and that they thought... The woman called the cops. She said someone ran into my car and ran away from the accident.
There would have been more room for parking if that woman hadn't been sleeping in her car.
So when she...
That
when
is
she gets,
true also.
When she gets... Well, there was someone inside Costco that was shopping.
Had joined her, and she said, I yelled at you. I said, I promise, I didn't hear it. I was wearing a cross. I said, I swear on the cross I'm wearing, which I don't think held much.
No.
But honey.
Because they weren't from this country, and they didn't have crosses where they're from.
Honey, no, now listen, that's nice. Now, that's nice.
They had a different religion. It was nothing against them.
That's
nice. They believed
but I don't
in
care.
The end when I said, it's entirely my fault. I apologize. I apologize up and down for the inconvenience. I apologize to the cops.
I don't care if it was Saddam's lost twin.
No,
listen, I don't care if it's a terrorist that you ran into.
Technically, is it leaving the scene of an accident?
I returned. My car didn't leave, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Your car didn't leave the property.
Here's my only point in all of this. If this had happened to me, if this had happened...
This has happened to you.
Okay, but hold on. In this instance...
This has happened with structures built in front of a house.
Damn dummy?
Car
hello?
And hit another one of cars.
Double D, this is why it's finally sweet payback time.
I know.
Because this had happened to me or, God forbid, our son.
What happened when you hit the garage? How much grief did I give you about hitting the garage?
And be realistic, how much did I give you? What did I tell you? Shake it off. Get over it. Get over yourself. It's no big deal.
But last night,
the whole way downtown last night, we're going to see this
face.
Guy. We're going downtown last night, and all she's doing is going...
Yeah, reliving the moment.
And I said, what? And she said, I'm just so stupid. And there was a part of me going...
That's right.
There was another part of me going, you know, just... Be cool.
That's right.
Just say, don't worry about it. And
the cops went away. Everything got straightened out.
Everybody accepted my humble apologies, but it was humiliating. And in the cops,
yes.
I think they knew some. They had like some friends or some people had stopped by, and I could see them clustered over in little corners, laughing at me.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
hey, look at the lady.
That's right.
Look at the lady that ran into somebody's car.
I know you're laughing at me. I'm so sorry. I know everybody accepted my apology when I didn't try and run away or I wasn't drunk, you know. I was just like the ditziest woman shopper ever.
Did Marwan appear injured?
It was a lady, right?
Yeah, no, the lady
That's
was in the car
and
the husband joined her. But she stayed hot for a little
bit.
She seemed to, the husband realized that I was an idiot. She